Now, back to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Here's Dave Benton.
Tim Dirks, MLBTradeRumors.com, will be with us in about 15 minutes. And then also at 10:30, Tony Paul from the Detroit News covers the Tigers will be with us as we are talking baseball, mainly AL Central today. 10:20, we'll give you five players we like, five players we don't like in Major League Baseball this year, guys that you should watch out for. Maybe you're a fantasy player, or maybe you're just a fan of the game and you want to know what players to stay away from when you're watching. We're going to give that to you at 10:20. But now, we've talked all the other teams in the AL Central. We're going to talk Tigers, who we think, I said a couple of months ago, I think they're going to win the AL Central. Okay, I said it a couple of months ago. I've been saying it since then. I look at their lineup. I look at their starting rotation. I look at their bullpen. I think that they are going to end up winning the AL Central. However, they're going to have to play well to do it. Okay, the White Sox and Twins aren't just going to give it away. They've got to play well the entire season all the way through, unlike they did last year where they kind of struggled down the stretch. But I look at this roster, and I look at some of the players they've lost. And Scott, I'm going to kind of shock you here. Of the five players that I see that they lost, Johnny Damon, Jeremy Bonnerman, Eddie Bonine, Gerald Laird, Zach Minor, you know who I think they're going to miss the most?
None of them.
I think they're going to miss Zach Minor. I'm dead serious. Here's why. You need pitchers that not only can spot start, but can also eat up innings in bad games. Zach Minor was good enough to give you a spot start and also good enough to eat up innings so your bullpen didn't get overtired. Okay, getting your bullpen overtired in the middle of the season is a big reason why teams go on losing streaks. And a guy like Zach Minor is crucial. It's kind of like an expiring contract on an NBA roster. Okay, are they the most important player on your team? No, absolutely not. Not even close. However, they do serve a purpose. And they do mean something to that roster. Same thing with Zach Minor. Every team needs a Zach Minor. Every team needs a guy that's going to eat up innings, minimize runs during a blowout, or just eat up innings if you're destroying the other team, and give your bullpen a rest. And I think they're going to miss that from Zach Minor.
I definitely agree, because if you look at it, I would say, for me, the biggest worry for the Tigers are the last two starters, Phil Koch and Brad Penny. We don't know. I mean, Koch is coming back to being a starter. Penny's coming back from injury. They really don't have any depth after that.
No.
You'd have to go down to the minors, bring up Andy Oliver and Jacob Turner. But whereas before, you could have thrown in Zach Minor. And they don't have that. So you just don't have that luxury for an injury. And like you said, I don't know who would be the long Fute Nie.
Who's the long reliever? I don't know. I look at their relief pitchers, and I just don't see it. Obviously, Valverde, Benoit, Perry, these are not guys that are going to be long. Do you make Schlereth a long reliever? I mean, he's having a good spring. Do you turn him into the long reliever? I don't know. But the bottom line is they're going to be missing that this year. And I know it's not a crucial thing to win a pennant, but at the same time, it's important. It's important to have that guy that can eat up innings. So I think they're going to miss that. Now, you're talking about the rotation. I think for the amount of money that they got Brad Penny, I thought it was a good investment. I think he's a guy that will provide leadership in the bullpen, and at the same time, with those younger pitchers, and at the same time, as a fourth starter, okay, even if he goes 10-12 with a 4.6 ERA, to me, 1 year, $3 million for a guy that the potential to be a good starter is worth the money that they're paying him.
I have to agree. Because look at the other option that they've done before to not even get that number, Dontrell Willis, where you're paying him a lot more than $3 million a year.
Yep.
For not quite and as
I
good as that.
And I think an unhealthy Brad Penny is better than Galarraga. No offense to Galarraga. I think it was a better move to go with Penny than to sit with Galarraga.
Yes. Anybody who's actually watched the Tigers and isn't a national guy who goes, oh, well, he got the perfect game taken away from him. Yeah, he was also in the minors for most of last year.
Correct. So I think that's the situation. And then the rotation, obviously, you know what you're getting out of Verlander. Okay, he may win a Cy Young this year. We don't know. We don't know how that's going to go.
And we were talking before the show starts. I don't put a lot into numbers for spring training, especially pitchers, because usually you're working on an extra pitch. You're trying to just pound the strike zone. But when your numbers are as outstanding as his have been this year, 0.86 ERA, 20 strikeouts to 3 walks.
Yeah.
He's showing great control right
now. And he's ready to go right now, which is awesome. You know, Rick Porcello is a guy who's not having a great spring. But I think Porcello's going to have a good year this year. I think Rick Porcello is going to do kind of like Verlander did a couple years ago, where Verlander had that one off year where he had like a 4.84 ERA, and then he jumped back into the twos with his ERAs. Porcello had a great rookie year, had a rough second year. I think he gets back to his good stuff. I think he gets back to being a good pitcher, and that is a key for the Tigers to play well, because I think Schlereth will get his. I think Schlereth will be a 15-win pitcher, 14-win pitcher, somewhere in that area.
Scherzer.
Why did I say Schlereth? Thank you. Scherzer will be a solid pitcher. So Porcello is really the wild card here. If he plays well and they have a solid 1-2-3, I think that the Tigers can be pretty solid the entire year. We'll talk more Tigers at 10:20, but coming up next, we're going to talk to Tim Dierks, MLBTradeRumors.com. He's got all the information about everything that has happened in this offseason. So if it's kind of hard for you to keep track of what's been going on in the offseason, he can help you. That's next. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.